time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a $1 million,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. For Steve Harvey,
put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. You know, I eventually wanted to syndicate after I was given the opportunity. But the whole thing about a radio show in the beginning was not my idea. My idea simply was I asked God to make me one of the premier stand-ups in the country. That's all I wanted from him. I asked him that in 1985. That's all I asked him for. He's done so much more for me since then. He's blessed me with so many more opportunities. He's opened up so many more doors. He's poured out so many more blessings. And it's hard for me sometimes, really, man, to even take it all in because I feel like, wow, man, really, me? Thank you. I mean, I'll take him. Now, don't get me wrong, but it can be overwhelming at times. I often used to hear my mother say, who was a Sunday school teacher, and I remember these words all the time now. God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Wow. I kept waiting on that day, Mama. Where's that day at? Because I got plenty of room because I'm dirt poor right now. I got room for $1,000. I had room for, you know, a car. I had all that. Now I understand. One of the things, though, that he's done for me that I've asked him for in my lifetime is that he has made me matter. Okay, Steve, what do you mean by that? So I used to ask God a long time ago, one of my prayers was to help me matter, that I want to matter to the people that I come in contact with. Look, I just don't want to be a man that they meet, or a young guy that they meet, and when they meet me, it doesn't cause a ripple in the pond. I want to make ripples in the pond. I want to be that rock that when you throw, you try to count the ripples as it go out. I want to be a 14 ripple rock. I don't know if you know what that means, but when I was a little boy, we used to stand on the bank at ponds and stuff and throw rocks out into the water. We should either skip them or we'd throw them. And when they would land in the water, they would create these rings that go out. If you threw it high enough and it dropped straight down in that water, the little rings would start forming out, like it would create a little waves. And these waves just look like circles in the water. And I remember one time I made 14 of them. And that's always stuck with me as a little boy. That was because nobody in my circle could make 14 rings. And they all counted them, so they saw them. So I enjoyed that because I had made a bigger splash, a bigger ring pattern than anybody else. So I've always asked God to make me matter in my own way, make me a big ring pattern. See, because that's important to me. Now, it was important to me, but I didn't understand why I needed that to be the important part of me. Because here is the other part. You know the thing that, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. You've heard the thing, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, those things like that that you learn along the way. Well, if you matter to people, then guess what? All of those become a real possibility in your life. See, you can't ask for the yin without the yang. You can't ask for it without the responsibility that comes with it. See, God can't bless you with a lot and then you think that it ain't going to be a lot required of you. I have people pulling at me all day, but I have to remember that prayer I made now. I wanted God to help me to matter. Now, this is important, y'all, because see, if your prayer is to matter, that means that you want to matter in the circle that you in. No matter how big the circle you in, no matter how small the circle you in, you want to make a difference. You want to have an impact on somebody's life in a positive way. If that's one of your prayers, guess what? God will readily give you that. Because when you do something for the least of these, it's just like you've done it on his behalf or you've done it as him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but when you do something for the less fortunate, you're doing God's work. God gonna bless you for doing that. So now here's the deal. So if your prayers to matter is to become an impactful person, then guess what? God gonna help you do that because guess what? You're gonna do some work on his behalf because you're gonna run across somebody that's less fortunate. You're gonna run across somebody that could use your impact. You're gonna run across somebody, man, that ain't quite knowing which way to go. And because you done been down that dirty dog road before, you can say, hey, my man, let me pull your coat to something. You can do this now, but let me tell you what's going to happen. If I were you, I would consider this. That's making an impact. That's like the guy that passed out in L.A. named Lou Danzler out there that had this Boys and Girls Center out there in the hood. And, man, I can't tell you the people's lives he impacted. I remember when Eric Davis, bad baseball player, came back and spoke at the group one time, looking at them kids and hugging Lou Danzler, thanking him, man, for changing his life. This guy became one of the superstars in the Major League Baseball. And then just the thousands of people's lives that he affected. And when he passed, what he did was he left an imprint. He left an imprint that's huge. And that's all I wanted, man. I just said, man, if I could make an imprint, you know what I mean? It's like you walking through life, right? And you making footprints in sand. I want my footprints to be so deep that after I'm gone, people can still tell I had come through there. People can still see that Harv walked over there. Hold up, man, look right here, man. Steve Harvey came through here because I want my footprints to be so deep in the sand that I matter to so many that even after I'm gone, I can still show you the way. That even after I'm gone, I still have an effect on my children, on my sons, so that my sons can look up one day and go remember all the conversations we had. Man, my daddy used to tell me this, and maybe I can turn my sons into men. You understand? Turn my daughters into ladies. You understand? So they ain't got to follow the crowd and get out here. You know, man, you got to want to matter, man. You got to want to make a difference. And so at the end of my life, when it's all over and the winds is blowing the sand back in my footprints, I want it to take a while. I want several sandstorms to have to come through there before my footprints get filled up. That's how much I want to matter. Mattering is important. It's got to be important to you. What's your legacy? What you going to leave behind? What they going to say about you? You know, it's a cold thing, you know, when you die, and you get a tombstone. This tombstone has your date of birth, your tombstone has a dash, and your tombstone has the date of your death. Here lies so-and-so, so-and-so, born such and such a day, dash, died such and such a day. Now, you would think that the most important thing on that plaque, on that tombstone, is your birthday. Or you would think that the most important part on that tombstone is the day you left here. But it's not. See, when they put your birth date on the tombstone, they put a dash. And then they put the date you left here. The most important thing on that tombstone is that dash. What did you do while you were here? It ain't your birthday they're going to celebrate. It ain't the day you die they're going to celebrate. They're going to celebrate that dash, what you did while you was here. It's the smallest thing on that tombstone, but it's the most important thing on that, man. What you doing about your dash, y'all? You got to wake up to matter to somebody. You got to make an imprint in the sand. You got to affect some people's lives, and you got to do it all in a positive way. So we got to wake up every day thinking about them footprints we laying down, that legacy we creating, that what they going to talk about when we gone moment. What you doing about your dash? My dash is January 17, 1957. That's my date. My dash, I'm working on that right now. Now, when I leave here, what I want them to talk about, Steve Harvey, ain't January 17, 1957. Ain't the date I leave here. I want them to talk about that dash. Man, when he was on here, this what he did. Man, that was my man. All right, let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride, y'all. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
all right. Hey,
it's Friday.
Come on, baby. It's Friday,
hello,
baby.
Hello, Steve. Happy Friday, darling.
Friday.
Yes, what's going on, Carla, for real?
What's happening, Steve? Yeah. Never mad on Friday, baby.
How the baby doing?
Tasha's doing good. Doing good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, she got the new jailhouse shoes yet y'all was going to get her?
The jandals. The Jesus sandals. They just flip-flop.
They look like jailhouse.
She's doing her thing. Got a competition this weekend. You know my life.
Junior, that's good, dude.
What's up, Unc? Yeah. Healthy.
Another day
amen.
Out.
Amen.
Another day out is better than another day in.
Healthy around here. What's happening, up?
Yeah, all right. Have Rich. What's happening?
What's
what
up? I'm good.
Hey, man, I heard there's a rumor going around about you. I just want to know if it's true.
What is it now?
Well, I mean, it's good news. I heard that you and your new queen getting y'all closets redone.
Oh. It's just one closet. That's all. We just trying to.
What is it? Is it yours?
You know, we have a his and hers closet.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a his and hers closet. But I think she don't want to be in there with me. I think that's the only problem.
She wants it to be mostly hers.
Right.
As we all do.
So what the question is, who getting moved out?
I think I'm getting moved out slowly. When I talked to the contractor, he said, I think this is your little area over here. I said, hop it down. Okay.
Come on, Steve. Make me proud.
But y'all, I mean, you wasn't really expecting a big area, was you?
Come on.
See, he said, look, all these little ass jackets.
Yeah. Come on. Let's go. That's where we're going with it.
All these little bitty shoes.
Yes.
All different styles. A little bitty average.
Come on.
I mean, the contractor is just sitting up there going, okay, we're going to give this woman all this. Mm-hmm. You can't get mad about the little area. He done looked at the jackets.
He saw how much
he didn't measure them. He trying to figure out who the waiter is in the family.
I'm getting moved out.
So Monica told me that y'all gonna redo one of the bedrooms and turn it into a closet.
No, she's that's not the case.
No, that's what I'm just telling. Okay, so what is the case then? So well, I know how to do in case we want to do something like that.
You don't do stuff like that. You have plenty of space. You don't do that. So anyway, took one closet, gutting it, and then extending off to the side of the house with more room. You add more room so we can have more
space. Oh, okay.
You're going to add to the house.
Mm. Here we go.
What? Are you crazy? Hey.
Are you crazy?
I'm sorry. It is. What did I just say?
What?
What did you just say?
Exactly.
What you said was, here we go.
I'm sorry. Carl, I'm sorry.
Hey, and you're also in, no fellas. Yeah, and then he had to explain it.
Tommy, so you adding on to the chateau?
No, that, not really. That was
yes
an
or
existing,
no. Yes or no.
Yes or no.
There
it's
was
not
an existing,
not really.
An existing porte cochere on the side. So I closed in that.
A what? Yeah.
What?
A porte cochere. It's
you
a cover.
Covered
for
area.
Those, to those that don't know what that is, what is that? Or has been?
I don't know what that is.
You know what it is. You just don't know what it's called. You've seen
what is it.
Yeah. It's
the
called
covered
like,
area?
It's called a carport.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Where you pull your cards under.
Carport.
Yeah, my granddad got
say
one.
Say that then.
Yeah, no, but it's a porte-cochere when you got a chateau.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah,
oh.
So you don't use regular terms. See, Tommy's the new HR department, and you have to just understand where he's coming from.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because Monica opened her mouth.
I mean, well, you know, that's the new sauce. That's the mouth of the South.
Well, since we're kind of on this subject, I just want you to know, Tommy, that I was rolling down the street yesterday, and I saw this store that I've never seen a store like this before. It was for
Please
men.
Keep it in line. There you go. Keep it,
it
in
was
line.
For men.
There you go,
it was
right where I just come on. Say it.
It was for men, but it was for 5'8 and under men.
Hell yeah.
You could go there.
Shout, man.
I ain't 5'8, Shirley.
I'm just telling
Damn
you.
Damn, Neil.
I'm just telling you.
You don't that, think they got nothing? You think
Big
they ain't got
sign.
Nothing in there that'll fit you?
Big no, sign. They don't.
If you get a 5'8 Husky, that ain't gonna fit you.
He's showing 1 inch.
But it was a big old sign.
5'8 and under.
5'8 and under. Proud.
Okay. You owe me Shirley Strawberry. You owe me Shirley.
I love
Clark
you.
Strawberry
I love
Williams.
I love you.
Man.
Great for you, T.
You balling, Tommy. Yeah. You doing all that.
I am not balling. I'm just holding strong in the struggle. That's all.
Hell yeah. If you add on to the chateau, is we trying to turn it into a mansion?
No, we not.
Half rich.
Just need some closet room. I'm going through what every man go through as living with a beautiful lady. You're going to have to either get rid of some clothes or make some space. Something got to happen.
Man, I know what you mean.
That's going to happen if you live with an ugly woman. What that got to do with it?
Gonna need some space.
Silence.
What's the issue, Steve? The contractor with the amount of storage for the little suits.
Steve don't understand why they're there 3 days.
Because he got this little area over here. The man that measured the jacket.
Come
Bring
on.
Bring a tape marker. He done went in there and talked to Jordan about where he wanted this stuff.
Oh, the baby. All right.
You know, man,
well,
it's so interesting talking with Tommy in the half-rich department and just find out how life can come up. Man, I'm really enjoying this new segment called, man,
you know what?
You used to call it the have and the have-nots.
Just
now
half-rich.
We just got a segment called half-rich.
Yeah, that's two checks from screwing it up. That's what that is. That's two checks from messing
like
it up.
Like I said earlier, you the new HR department, and HR stands for half rich.
All right, when we come back from the break at 34 after the hour, Junior will answer today's question of the week. Have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone, and that person heard something you didn't want them to hear? All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, hey, y'all, here we go. It's 34 after that. Our question of the week is, have you ever text somebody the wrong message and didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you ain't want them to hear? Or have you sent the wrong text? Well, Junior did, and he gonna tell us about it next. All right, Junior, what happened?
All right, listen, y'all. I was about 13 years old. I had my own phone in the room.
First of all, several of us, a couple of us on this show can't ever have said that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was big
then. I was 13.
13 and had my 13 own
13 with your own phone.
Yeah. But see, my problem
13, we was getting a phone put in our kitchen.
One line.
So one of the biggest problems I had was taking my clothes off and throwing them hangers in the floor. Them wire hangers. Throwing them hangers in the floor. Well, my mama worked the night shift. So she called me on my room phone, and I answer phone how I want to. What? You know, that's how I answer phone. What? And she said, who you what? I said, I'm sorry, mom. She said, listen, I noticed all them hangers is behind that door. You need to get them hangers up before I get home. Now, I get home in the morning. I want all them hangers out the floor. So I took the phone. I said, yes, ma'am. And then I tried to slam the phone down, but I missed. And I said, I'm sick of this sugar honey iced tea. I want to live somewhere else. I'm tired of this. I always got something to do around here. Mm-mm. And I looked at that phone and saw that light under the bottom was still on.
God, that's it. That's it.
You're dead.
Oh, my gosh. So then, you know, I go back to playing on my Nintendo at the time. I know y'all didn't have one then. I was playing with Power. I had Nintendo. So I get back to playing with the Nintendo. I goes to bed and didn't get them hangers up.
Oh,
mama worked the night shift, I told you. Now, she got home by 3 in the morning, which I am dead sleep.
Yeah.
All I felt was a belt hit me at 3:30 in the morning. I sat straight up, and then she reminded me of what I had. So you sick of all this sugar honey iced tea? You don't want to live here no more? You tired of this? And my daddy is standing in the hallway dying laughing. Because these hangers ain't up yet, and I was already on strike two. You know, I ain't take the trash out. I ain't did the dishes, and now I left these hangers in the floor. She beat me for about 25 to 30 minutes. As I'm laying there in the corner, because I didn't ran all around the room. Now I'm just huddled up in the corner. My daddy come in the door, and he leaned in the doorway. He say, so let me ask you something. Is you still sick of this sugar honey iced tea? Because I'm still sick of it, too. And I just want to know if I got somebody on my team. Well, it had a profound effect on me, because the next day we went to Ross. I walked in Ross and almost died because all of the hangers that was in the floor. I said, what is y'all doing? They are beating people behind hangers in the floor. Somebody get these hangers out the floor. I was around Ross picking up hangers. They don't get no more hangers in the floor. Not after last night. They are killing people behind hangers. Y'all help me get these hangers up.
I love it, Junior.
I would come to your house, and start right picking hangers up.
Yeah.
Golly. I just saw that light, Tom. When I saw that light, I knew it. I said, I'm
tired of this sugar honey iced tea.
Sick of
this. She couldn't wait to get off work.
She came straight in there. That's a school going around the room. It was tonsils flying. All her nursing equipment.
Tonsils. Tonsils.
We're getting a nighttime beating, a beating man. Up out of your sleep.
I didn't know what was happening.
That's a rough one, man.
Yeah, it is. Because you wake up and don't know what's going on. All right. Thank you, Junior. Get ready. Up next, it's Run That Prank Back with the Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, y'all, Miss Ann going to be here with national news. Including the latest on the vote for the health care bill, a surprise there, as they try to repeal Obamacare, which really is like they found out that it has so much good stuff in it. They cannot agree on what to take out because the thing, I started to take a snapshot of it on my cell phone last night. They're talking about what the conservatives want. The moderates are okay with leaving it in. But the conservatives want the mental health care taken out, any drug treatment taken out, and like two other, it's some really
Medicare,
key points.
Medicaid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they want a big one taken out. And the other moderates are going, we can't do that because our constituents, they're Republicans. They want this stuff because a lot of that is tied to the pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
They want that removed.
The ultra-conservatives,
they want that removed. Because, see, they want to go back to business as usual. So healthcare companies can set regulations. Healthcare and insurance can set the regulations. This is a horrible mistake.
Oh,
no. All right, we'll anyway.
See how the vote went last night.
Miss Ann is coming up. Mm-hmm. Plus, Steve, don't forget, we got the Sand and Soul Festival coming up in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about
all that. And then what
I
were
want
you saying,
some chicken
Nephi?
And waffles.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. We can go for that meat.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. We can work that out for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see what I can do after I run this prank back. Right now, we're going to run my refrigerator. Run that thing back.
Please. You got to keep your head up.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. B, please.
Who is
it? Mr. B, this is Jackson. I'm the driver, man. I'm actually the delivery guy that's bringing your refrigerator over today.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, listen, I know we had a window that was from 8 to 12 this morning. It's 11:30 now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running a little bit behind schedule, man. We have some problems at the yard getting everything loaded up.
Oh, man, come on, man. You killing me. I can't. Y'all running behind.
We're a little bit behind schedule, man. We're going to have to, we'll be there somewhere between 12 and 4.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that now. Man, I'm with my job.
I understand, sir. I understand. Actually, it's
I got all my food in here and coolers and stuff, man. I got ice everywhere, man. What's going on? If y'all ain't got the refrigerator, I'm trying to figure out.
No, we loaded up, you know. We just had some problems. I think one of the forklifts went out. And, you know, it kind of pushed us back. So that four-hour window we had from 8 to 12, man, just got ruined. And now we're pushing things from 12 to 4. So between 12 and 4, man, we would definitely be there.
Man, y'all got to do better than that. I spoke to yesterday.
He's actually the warehouse supervisor. He's actually out today. He's not here.
So he's not in. So yeah, man, God. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock. You said y'all ain't going to be here till in between 12 and 4. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock.
I understand it, man. I greatly apologize, man. This rarely happens, and it just so happened this morning the forklift was down, and we had a lot of stuff to load up. You know, I got 10 refrigerators on this truck, man, and one of them's definitely yours, sir, so I'm definitely going to be getting it to you as soon as I can.
Man, y'all man, y'all pushing it because I'm supposed to be at work, and then I done scheduled everything else around this because I'm supposed to, you know, I got to have my refrigerator because I got all my food and stuff sitting in here in the kitchen and whatnot.
Your refrigerator went out? Did it go? Your refrigerator went out? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir. It so did. I mean, I hadn't had it for quite some time, so it's just a matter of time for it to go out. So I decided to go ahead and get a new one, you know.
Right.
So that's why
I can schedule you next week sometime if you want me to.
No. I mean, I can't afford it. We're going to pay for this food that I got in here all over the floor.
Let me get the hustling, man, see if I can move as quick as I can. But 12 to 4 is the window, man. I like I said, I apologize, Mr. But we'll be there, man. We're gonna be there with your refrigerator today, okay?
Okay, so when you on your way, I want you to call me and let me know that you're on your way so I know what's going on.
We don't normally call when we're on our way. We just come on in and get things set up.
What do you mean you don't call? Why not? You just called me just now, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You called me then. Make no sense.
Like I said, the problem is on us. Man, I'll give you a call when we en route, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, you said between 12 and 4 now.
Yes, sir. Between 12 and 4, we definitely be there. We got you on the truck, man.
Okay. I don't want no mess, man.
No, we got you. We'll see you in a minute, man.
All right.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Mr.
Who is this?
This is Jackson again, the delivery guy, man, with the refrigerator. Listen, Mr. Baptiste, man, we run into a few more problems here, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You said what?
We run into a few more problems, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You done ran into a few more more problems. A few more problems is like what?
Sir, we got some problems with some more deliveries we got. Just with all the deliveries we got, it just don't seem we're going to make it on your side of town to be able to get this thing taken
care of. You're not going to make it on my side of town. What kind of is that? You decide you want to take my money when I pay for it. But you're going to tell me you ain't going to make it on my side of town.
Well, we can definitely get out there tomorrow, man. We definitely can get out there tomorrow.
I can't have my situation out here tomorrow. I got chicken and beef and brisket and all over here in my flow, and you're going to tell me you can't make it in here till tomorrow. What kind of is that? Huh? Sir, you ain't got no answer for me on that.
Sir, I understand.
No, I don't think you understand, son. Because I got food and ice sitting in here and coolers and all over my floor in my kitchen. You gonna tell me that you can't make it in here till tomorrow with my refrigerator because you yelling on the back around. Now where's
no.
the yesterday? Now where is
I know you spoke to Larry.
I told him yesterday I had to have my at work at 1 o'clock. I told him that. I said now you gotta have that refrigerator here on time because I gotta have my at work.
Well, like I said, we've had some setbacks.
So where is I don't talk to you no more. Where's
Like I said, sir, not working today. He's not in today.
So who in charge?
Well, actually, the lady named one that's actually in charge when Larry leaves, but I don't even know if I saw morning.
Oh,
but
you raggedy, you, what are y'all doing over there? Now, when I spoke, we're going to have it there. It was between 8 and 12. Now, I done took off my job, but y'all had a refrigerator here. I'm here at home. Now you call me back.
Sir, all I can tell you is we're going to be there tomorrow, okay? I'm not going to go back and forth.
You say you're not going to go back. You know what? That refrigerator. All of y'all, you take that refrigerator, and you take that refrigerator up your up, and up. I don't want the no more. I can go around and put this food in my neighbor's refrigerator, and I'm going to go get me another from somewhere else, because you playing around. I ain't got time for your mess.
Sir, I don't know if that's refundable.
You know what I mean? You mean you don't know if it's refundable? You got time. You gonna take my money and you gonna tell me that I can't have my money back and you can't get my refrigerator on here on time.
Sir, listen. There's one more thing I need to tell you.
Thing to say to me because I don't want
sir, no more. Okay, but I have one more thing I need to tell you, okay? Are you listening?
What?
This will probably help everything.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
You know what? I'm going to fix her. So, but where the hell is my refrigerator? That's what I want to know. I tell you what, they showed up their refrigerator. I showed up told them where they can put it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go, folks. May I have your undivided attention. Sand and Soul Festival is coming October 6th through the 9th at the fabulous Atlantis Hotel in the glorious Bahamas. Nassau, woo-hoo! Bahamas, baby. That's Columbus Day weekend. Y'all come hang with us. It's pretty over there.
It's cute.
I done took the whole family over there. They got a water park. They got white sand beaches. We got 5 hotels to choose from. We got all the entertainment you want. We ain't doing nothing but partying, gambling, eating, and drinking.
That's it?
Yeah,
in
ain't
that
no
order.
Seminars. Yeah, ain't no seminars. Don't ask me nothing.
Well, Unc, what if I want to jump, though?
Need to jump on that plane and get jumped the hair and over the sand and soul.
That's right. Go to sandandsoulfestival.com for more information. We want to see you there. Our question of the week, have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something that you didn't want them to hear? I mean, something awful, okay? Call us and tell us all about it.
I got one for Tez. Have you ever sent the wrong picture?
He so did.
That's inside. Call us and tell us about it. 877-29-STEVE.
Yes, he did.
He so did it.
And got quiet.
Oh, boy, you made that one of the greatest moments of my life, Unc, boy.
Man.
Hang in there, Tim.
All right, let's go. Line one, Steve. Leia from Alabama. The question is, have you ever texted someone the wrong message or have you forgotten to hang up and someone heard something you didn't want them to hear? Okay, Leia.
Hi.
Hey, Leia.
Hi, Steve. I'm one
Hey, girl. What's happening?
Hey,
Leia, tell us what happened.
Okay, so this was about a month or so ago. Me and my husband, we were in the middle of doing our thing, and my phone rung. It was my mom, so I'm thinking, oh, she's calling me about my granddad who's in the hospital. We put on pause, I answered the phone, and she just wanted to talk about hair, so I told her, oh, mom, I gotta call you back. She never hangs up a phone, so you have to remember to hang it up. Apparently, I forgot. I set the phone down, we started back, and we were going at it. And all you hear muffled in the background, stop, oh my God, I hear y'all. Please stop, oh God. He never ever just actually hung up the phone. He just kept screaming.
I hear y'all, stop saying that.
Yes. He was like, where are the kids? Oh my God. Just screaming. So finally I just hung up the phone. And the next day I was like, hey mom. She was like, oh my God, I just can't believe y'all did that in front of the kids. I was like, the kids are not there. What are you talking about? Who does that? And my husband couldn't look her in the eye for like 2 weeks. It was ridiculous.
Well, I love
her
mom.
Did she hear you hollering?
Oh my gosh, my mom was hilarious.
I love it.
That's so cool. She proceeded to tell my grandma about it, and so.
Oh, it wasn't just
was
her.
You hollering,
Tommy? It wasn't just
was
her.
You? Oh, your man was hollering. Your husband was hollering too.
Yeah, and saying things.
I mean, it was just saying things. It was out there.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Your poor mother.
I'm about to take your leg, like, put it up on this headboard. Oh, my God.
Baby, stop.
Make me.
But he just talking to a mama on the phone, huh?
No. He don't even know. He think it's her.
Her poor mom.
Did you hear my baby? Make me.
Oh, man.
Oh, your mama.
Steve is so stupid.
Make me. Don't you hear my baby? Make me.
Stop. Where are the kids? Stop it.
Where about your damn kids?
Ooh, Leah.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Phone hung up now.
Yeah, make sure you're hung up. With
Well, Shirley, she's here today to give us an update, tell us what's happening. Good morning, Miss Ann.
Good morning, Steve and Carla, Tommy Jr., all you crazy kids. Good morning, everybody. This is Antrip with the news. All right, let's get serious here. Authorities in London say they've identified the guy who they now say killed 5 people. The death toll has gone up to 5, including a police officer in Wednesday's attack near Parliament before being shot and killed himself. They say the 52-year-old Khalid Massoud was born in southeast England. He lived a little north of London. They say that although he was not the subject of any current investigation and not considered a terror attack threat, by the way, but he did have a previous conviction record for assault and weapons possession. Thousands of people held candles in London's Trafalgar Square last night as part of a vigil to honor the victims of Wednesday's attack. They say the 5 people who died and the dozens who were injured came from 11 different countries around the globe. Okay, on Capitol Hill, yesterday's much-anticipated House vote on the GOP health care bill had to be put on hold when it looked like it simply didn't have the votes to pass. The bill faced opposition from both the GOP center and its right, with about 24 members of the so-called Freedom Caucus announcing their intentions to vote the measure down. They say it doesn't go far enough in repealing and replacing Obamacare. So looks as if President Trump, for all his bragging about being a big deal maker, has so far, has not been able to make it happen. Anyway, North Carolina Republican Mark Meadow, though, says he heads up the Freedom Caucus. He says he's kind of hopeful about it.
We have not gotten enough of our members to get to yes at this point under what we're currently considering. However, I would say progress is being made.
So he's a little hopeful. The president is making a move considered part gamble and part threat. President Trump's demanding a make-or-break vote on the measure this morning, with Trump saying if it doesn't pass, there'll be no more work on any package repealing Obamacare. In other words, it's my way or the highway, guys. Vote for it or forget about it. So we'll have to see what happens. Stay tuned. The Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, on the record as opposing President Trump's choice for the Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch. Some members of the Judiciary Committee accused Gorsuch of refusing to answer any legitimate questions about his judicial history and his opinions. Israeli authorities say they've arrested an Israeli-American teenager for allegedly phoning in a bunch of bomb threats to Jewish community centers, synagogues, private companies, and public venues in the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, and Israel. They say he's a 19-year-old Jewish young man from southern Israel and that he's also made bomb threats to Delta Airlines. Get this, authorities say the Indiana father of four, whose wife voted for Trump, now facing deportation to Mexico himself. And today, World Tuberculosis Day and National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. Oh, we do like our choco choco latte. This is Ann Tripp on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you want it. Everybody do. Is Eugene being replaced by oatmeal? Has Eugene become like Cookie has become to Taraji P. Henson, too much to handle? We will find out shortly because the Butterfly blog ain't been the blog since.
Good morning, Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Good morning to everyone on the show. Good morning.
Hey, Butterfly. Flutter, flutter.
Morning,
flutter.
Butterfly. Flap on, flap on.
Hey,
brother.
Eugene, how you doing today? It's Friday.
I already want to say this here. Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Carla, Junior, Tommy. Already it's Friday, baby. Little girl want to stop by, say hello, because I'm from what I'm understanding is this right here is supposed to be like two people on the same segment from what I'm understanding right now. So it's you know, just here to do my part. So good morning.
So is it now right the Eugene and Oatmeal Butter blog?
What is that? No.
What is it, Eugene? What has happened? Because I've been hearing him a lot.
I don't know what's happened.
By the way,
happened.
I love him, though. Thank you.
Well, wait, did you call it the Butter Blog?
Yeah, he did.
Butter Blog.
Butter Blog. But Eugene, he's been here all week. Oatmeal's been here all week.
Yeah.
He's just talking out of turn. It's Eugene's Butterfly Blog. That's what it's always been.
Yeah, that's what it's always been. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, we might need to change that name on there. It could be Eugene and Oatmeal. Eugene and Oatmeal, whatever you want to call it. But
Butter
from
blog.
What I understand it, ain't nobody got a problem with me being up in here.
That's all I'm saying.
Sure ain't.
Listen,
Chance.
Welcome once and welcome twice. Y'all is welcome in the house of Christ.
Tomorrow I'll be in Dothan, Alabama doing a show. And you ain't by yourself. You act like you trying to say something. There ain't nobody else here. Hello. I'll be in Dothan too. I already. Yeah. Oatmeal will be there just as well. Now say something else you want to say. Did I talk about flowers? I didn't tell you about them damn flowers. Now, he playing flowers, I'm playing trees. Oak trees, wood.
Go ahead.
Well, Oatmeal, it is the butterfly segment. It is. I understand why he's a little upset.
I don't.
You know what? Shoot, I'll say this here.
We love you, Oatmeal. We do.
I thank you're a beautiful lady. I'm just like, I ain't trying to interrupt or nothing like this here. All I know is people have been texting and emailing saying they like Oatmeal on the seat.
Well, and we do too. But I mean, you can understand why the butterfly is upset. You like, that's all I'm saying.
I understand it, but let me say this here, though. But won't you do this here? Won't you tell Eugene that you like me on the seat?
Okay.
Shirley, don't do this. Do you like him on this segment? It's
Butterfly,
my blog. He should just.
I know.
He should
I want
just
you
get
to keep
another
your...
segment somewhere else. It's 4 hours. That's all.
I agree with you, Butterfly. It's your segment. I think you should keep it.
What the hell is you crying for? What did you do?
There we go.
What did you cry for? What did all that whimpering and hanging on you doing? What did all that about?
Because he wants a segment to himself. He doesn't want to show Oatmeal.
Oatmeal. You kind of gangsta.
This was supposed to be Movie Friday and go out and watch different movies on Friday. And I was going to tell you guys
you
the movies to go out
before.
And watch.
You just made that up just now. You ain't never told about no Movie Friday.
No, I'm saying today's blog was going to be Movie Friday. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you so against it?
Oh, no. Your ears. One more time. What the hell is you crying for? Ain't nobody hit you, dog. Ain't no boy. But if you break. Oh, you'd have been raised up with me, my cousin Dizrag. You could have came up with me and Dizrag. Me and Dizrag were cold.
We're going to get it worked out, Butterfly. We are. We're going to get it worked out.
You're
going to
work
okay?
it out, but right now, you're going to wipe them damn tears off your face right now. Right now, you're going to wipe your face.
All right, our question of the week. Have you ever texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone? That person heard something you didn't want them to hear. Call us 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, our question of the week. Have you texted someone the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you didn't want them to hear? I know you did it. 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back. All right, let's go to line two and talk to Zach out of Tennessee.
Zach?
Ma'am. Yeah.
All right, man, what's your story, Zach? What happened?
All right, so what happened was my girl had moved in with me, and she had a kid, and I wasn't happy, so I told her I wasn't wanting to break up. My friends came over, we went to ride around outside, whatever. And my phone was in my pocket, and I guess I accidentally FaceTimed her when we happened to be talking some smack about her. For like 10 minutes, it FaceTimed her, and I got this text message, and it said, I just heard everything that y'all just said about me. Mm. And I get home, and she parked her car across the driveway, so I didn't see her car. She was hiding in the bushes and just came out and attacked us all on a cul-de-sac on a weekday in this neighborhood. And I get her in the house. And I'm renting this house that's fully furnished by this family I know. And she's breaking mirrors. She's throwing wine glasses. She's throwing punches. And all my friends are right there in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you didn't have no problem with this ass whooping, did you? I mean, you did feel like you had it coming once you figured out she mm-hmm. knew everything.
Yeah, yes. I did. See, what we did was we drove by the house first to see if her car was there. And we didn't see it. So we didn't even know if she was there. And she came out like guerrilla warfare, just came out of nowhere behind trees, just throwing stuff, almost called the cops, punching me in the face. Oh, Steve, she dropped my glasses, everything.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, what's her name, Zach? Because I think I done had this chick. What's her name?
Man, her name is Jessica. I'll go. Her name is Jessica.
Same chick rolled from under my car. Same chick.
Guess what? Here's the crazy story. I'm about to move in with her in probably about 2 weeks.
See?
Y'all back together?
What?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, and man, they laugh about it.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Can I tell you something, man?
Tell me something.
Can I tell you something? This is going to happen again, young man.
Man, that's what I've been told.
No, brother, listen to me. This is going to happen again because you have not cured what is wrong. This is going to happen again, young man. And the feelings you had before, they gonna come back again.
Yeah. It's tough being a young man.
I know, young man. That's why I'm telling you. Just take it from an old cat that done broke up 69 times.
So you think listen, he's gonna come back again?
Listen to me, son. Before you do it, just make sure y'all weigh it all out. Y'all talk it all out. Sit her down and y'all talk about different scenarios. And if y'all don't agree, then don't do that, brother.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Because, man, you're gonna twist your life up, hers too. And she got a baby.
Attached to the baby.
Yeah. See, you don't want to affect a child that way. You want to go into a happy home environment. Y'all's environment before wasn't happy. You got to go into a home environment happy, man.
That's true.
If you're not going to make this girl happy, I mean, you know, and she's not a happy person. Oh, so, okay, let me rephrase it. If you have to make her happy, this is a bad relationship. Bishop Jakes told me one time, it's not your job to make another person happy, and you can't do it. He said, you can't make another person happy, and it's not your job. So if she's not a happy person, she might be sexy, she might be fine, she might be a good mother. I got all that. Yeah, man. But if she's not a happy person, you're not going to be able to make her happy.
I agree.
That's the only thing you got to be worried about, man. Been there, done that.
Is she a happy person?
I think she is now. It's been about 4 or 5 months since all that went down.
That ain't no time.
That ain't no time.
That ain't over.
Relationship, that's like a week ago.
You're going to get your ass whooped again. You 23. Trust me, you got about 3-4 more ass whipping from her.
I mean, if the way she handles anger is breaking stuff, throwing punches, what has changed for the next time she get angry? She going to get mad again. But see, if throwing and breaking stuff and hitting people is your way of handling anger, you finna be in a world of trouble, man. If you're not with a person who wants to sit down, talk, you can raise your voice. That's arguing sometimes, but y'all got to at least keep it at the talking level. Once it get physical and you get to throwing stuff, you with the wrong person. Hang in there, man. Y'all keep these calls coming. When we come back after the break, 48 after that, Tommy got a prank phone call coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, we back. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got a strawberry letter. But before that, come on, fool.
I got it for you, let me tell you what this is. It is a prank call called Breast Enhancement. Breast Enhancement. All right, of course I'm not talking to nobody on this show. They don't need
Better not be.
Oh, move along.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
They tired of you.
Yeah, I see. That joke.
If you blessed, ain't nothing wrong with breast blessed. What's wrong with breast blessed?
All right.
Stick your chest out and be proud.
Move along. Move along.
Tommy. Sure.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Uh-huh. Stop. Yes, yeah, Steve.
Stop it. Y'all know Monica in here. Stop.
Oh, look at you. I'm like, why are you being so quiet?
Shh. Shut your mouth. There's no need to tell
you, man. Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach LaShonda. LaShonda, please.
This is she.
Hi, LaShonda. It's Bill from Human Resources.
Human Resources of...
Here at Group. You've been here with us for a year now.
Oh, yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Listen, you actually had an evaluation because you've completed your first year, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. How is everything in the work environment? You feel comfortable?
Oh, yes. Everything is great. I enjoy my employment here, and I don't have any issues with anybody. Okay. I've maintain a professional friendship.
Good deal. How do you feel about your physical appearance in the office? How do you feel about that?
The physical appearance in the office? We could use some paint in the office. Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean your actual physical appearance, your attire, are you comfortable with yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I comfortable with my physical appearance?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, here's something that LaShonda, I wanted to reach out to you about that came from the higher ups. Would you be willing to actually change to enhance your breast size?
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last question. What'd you say?
I said, would you be willing to enhance your breast size?
My breast size?
Do you think you would have a problem getting your breast enlarged?
Oh, you're calling from Human Resources?
I'm Bill here in Human Resources, yes.
Okay, and you're asking me about my breast size?
Yes. I'm asking you, would you mind getting them enlarged? What the higher-ups feel is that it actually beautifies the entire work area?
And really, I don't care what the higher-ups feel or how whomever feels about my breast size. That's really inappropriate, very inappropriate. I'm sorry, what's your supervisor's name? William,
No, my name, I'm William.
You're William, and you're calling me, asking me about my breast size, right? Correct? Is that what you're asking me? Is that what you're asking me?
LaShonda, listen, calm down a minute. Listen.
No. This is no calm down a minute. This is very inappropriate.
Okay.
Inappropriate. What does my breast size have to do with my employment? How is that? I don't work for Hooters. This is not who, are we Hooters now? Really?
No, well, listen to me. If you look around the room, when you get to work, you'll notice that most of the girls have had theirs enlarged, and it's really been...
Are you right now? Are you me? Look around the room. What are you... First of all, I'm not looking and going to work and looking at other women. That's number one. Number two, why are you calling me from Human Resources asking me to look around the room? That's really ridiculous. Are we not professionals?
We are professional, but what we're trying to do
William
is...
William Bill is your name?
No.
Who's your supervisor?
Okay, you know what? Why don't we do this? Let's start over, and let me try to give you a little bit.
Why don't we do this? Who is your supervisor? Because, first of all, I've never heard of a William Bill or whomever you say you are.
It's William. They call me Bill for short.
William. Because you're calling me, like, really inappropriately... And you're being really nasty right now. This is ridiculous.
LaShonda, we're going to pay for half of this.
Are you serious right now? You know what you're going to pay for? You're going to pay for a whole lot because I'm about to press charges on you, one, for harassment, and two, the company will be... Who's your supervisor?
It does not matter who my supervisor is.
No, it does matter who your supervisor is, because I'm quite sure they do not approve of you calling around trying to get people to in. And there's nothing wrong, first of all, with the way I look. There's nothing wrong with the size of my breast.
You don't agree that they're...
Don't complain about the way I look.
You don't agree that they're small? You don't agree to that?
This is the way God made me. I don't have to have big breasts. It don't matter what I look like, as long as I'm doing my job. Like, are you serious right now?
I don't understand why there's a problem even thinking about taking on the issue. You know what I mean?
Are you serious right now? You serious?
I'm very serious.
You know what? It don't have to be an issue, because I know where Human Resources is. Like, you calling me on some real, real dumb right now, talking some breast size. We going to see how big your be after we beat the out of you. You understand that? You get that? Because when my man gets to see who is calling me, asking me about my damn, you know what?
You know what? LaShonda, I think you're taking it the wrong way. I think you're taking
We don't even need to talk no more. We don't even got to talk about. You understand that? We have nothing to talk about, Bill. Just understand this. You done set yourself up with the right. I'm telling you that right now. Understand that. Please know that. Please know that you dialed the right number. Monday morning, 9 o'clock. I need for you to be at Human Resources. Understand that?
I will be here at Human Resources.
I know you will be there, and I will be there, and my man will be there, and we'll talk about when we get there. Keep running your mouth, and know this: that this conversation is gonna get put out there, and everybody gonna know about this organization, this company, and I'm suing the out of y'all. You understand that?
Why do you continue to?
What do you mean why? No, there's no why, nothing. Understand that? You heard what I said, right?
I'm hearing what you're saying.
You have no idea who you with. You understand that? But you will know on Monday. I promise you that.
That's cool. All that's cool with me. You have no idea. You're dealing with Nipsey.
You had no idea who you with. You need to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, bro.
You need to know you're dealing with Nephew Tommy. You need to know that.
What? Hello?
LaShonda, hello?
Hello?
LaShonda, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning
Show. Are you kidding me right now? Come Monday morning. I was going to Human Resources.
Okay, I got to ask you something. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Clearly, the Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight, y'all. It is Strawberry Letter 23.
All right, the subject this time around is stalker. It says, Dear Shirley and Steve, I am an 18-year-old and freshman in college. I'm having trouble with getting the certain someone to leave me alone. We've known each other at least 6 months now, so he does not seem to take no for an answer. The problem that I'm having with him is he always wants to spend time with me on his time or else. Braid his hair. I don't have a problem with doing his hair, but along with him getting his hair done, he wants to cuddle and kiss up on me. He constantly gets upset when I remind him that it is strictly business and that I'm in a relationship, or when I push him off. He is a nice guy and all, but I'm just not interested in him that way he is with me. Several times have I sat him down and said for him to give me my space and to respect my boundaries. He tried, but he continued to drift back to his old self again. It is now to the point where I'm avoiding him. He is being too forward, and it is working on my nerves. Also, he tries to remind me about what he can do for me and how he can treat me if we were together. I don't want his feelings to be hurt, but he needs to know. What should I do? Okay, dear, what should I do? First of all, you got to stop talking to this guy. You got to stop braiding his hair. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to leave him alone because he's not getting it. And let me tell you something else. You say he's a nice guy and all. Hey, nice guys don't do this, okay? If you tell them no and all that, you know, they go on. This man is not a nice guy. And another thing, stop worrying about his feelings, hurting his feelings. Worry about your own self and your own feelings, you know, because this guy is bad news. You know, didn't you say you were in a relationship, by the way? I hope you weren't just saying that to get him up off you. But if you are in a relationship, where's your man and why isn't he handling this for you? You know, he needs to step to dude and tell him to leave you alone. But in any case, you shouldn't be dealing with this guy. He's crazy. I say, you know, do yourself a favor. And if you have any male friends or any male relatives that can come up there and put a stop to it, that's what you should do. Steve?
Go on, big dog.
Subject. Stalker. The subject throws me off because I don't see stalker in this. I see a guy that you know who you've invited into your life, and now you're having trouble getting him out. Well, let's go over this letter and let me point out a couple of things, young woman of 18, and I'll share something with you about a man. I've said it before. And I'll say it again today. You're an 18-year-old freshman in college, and you're having trouble getting this certain someone to leave you alone. Now, you've known each other for 6 months now. Let's take a look at this. College starts up in August, September, October, November, January, February, March, April, May. That would be 7 months. So you met him shortly after college started up. Okay, great. You were friends, I assume. But he doesn't seem to take no for an answer. The problem that you're having is he always wants to spend time with me on his time or else. I've said it before that when a man really wants you, you can't run him off. Well, here it is. You can't run him off. You've told him no, he don't take no for an answer. But here's your problem, though. I think your whole problem stems around braiding his hair. I used to have braided hair. I used to wear braids in college.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I kept my hair braided in college. I had braids that was down to my shoulder. I wore them under a skull cap, apple hat, all of that. Longer, yeah.
Just getting a visual. Just getting the visual.
Every girl that ever braided my hair, I actually had to sit between their legs.
Yes, sir. You talking now, boy.
I cannot share with the affection I built for certain women just because I was sitting between their legs. One girl, Gwen Harris, braided my hair. Gwen was a heavy-duty cutie.
Big queen.
It's never been my style because I just ain't, well, man enough. But when I sit between big Gwen's thighs, I can't tell you the warm feeling that came over me. I felt like a baby being rocked in the bosom of his mother.
Yes.
You need to stop.
Big Gwen would braid my hair. I would pull them big massive thighs in on me. Oh, and I was skinny back then. Her thighs would actually lock all the way around my chest. And the warmth from Gwen's thighs caused me to build an affection for Gwen Harris that I should not have had.
I understand what you're talking
about.
Ah.
Went by Gwen's house one evening.
Here we go.
Nothing to do with my hair getting braided.
It was already braided,
she
wasn't
said,
it?
I just braided your hair. All I was thinking of was your thighs. I ended up in a relationship with Gwen that night.
That night?
Yeah. No, I was 18.
Yeah.
This ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I ended up in a full-blown relationship.
A man with a plan.
I'm talking love and everything.
That night.
Yeah, I actually saw a future with Gwen.
That night.
Gwen did something to me at 18 that I've never recovered from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was that?
Don't get my hair braided between no heavy-duty cutie thighs no more because it gets to you.
After the break at 18 after the hour, part two of Mr. Harvey's response to today's Strawberry Letter.
Coming
we'll be
up,
back. Hold tight.
In about
you're
30
listening
minutes, y'all.
To the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
She'll be here.
Who?
Sister Odell.
Yes.
Is in the building.
Yeah.
Odie?
And we got part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up next. Don't worry about it. She here. This is an 18-year-old freshman in college, this girl, and is having trouble getting this certain someone to leave her alone. You know, a lot of these problems seem like common sense to all of us. You know, when you hear other people's problems, it's easy to just say, well, why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? Well, it's a little tough. Maybe she doesn't have a dad. Maybe she doesn't have a brother. Or maybe she's just trying to figure out how to handle it on her own.
At 18.
Without dragging it in. Because you all know that you have family members that you cannot call because they're going to go too far. All the boy is doing is coming over there wanting his hair braided too much.
Oh, my brother.
Now, he's trying to push up on the girl. That's natural. That's what he's going to do. But if you call...
Fish.
Nathaniel.
Right there.
You already know when Nathaniel get on there, the boy whole college career could be gone. So she trying to handle it herself. Your problem is, here's what you have to do, young lady. First of all, you have to stop doing his hair.
Yeah.
On the real. Because a guy interprets that as she cares.
Mm-hmm. If you braid a guy's hair.
Yeah, she cares. You're touching me. You're
He's
helping
sitting
me.
Tween them now. He's sitting tween them.
See, I never learned to braid hair.
We
never
interpret
that.
Shirley, you don't cook either. So, you know, that puts that right on
but
up
braiding
there
hair is not a requirement, though. Cooking is.
Well, and you didn't bother learning how to do that, so why in the hell would we think you'd want to braid somebody's hair? You don't cook, but you braid hair. The hell sis do that? And you don't braid hair for money.
No.
Which can help you buy food that's
no,
a good cook.
Takes
anyway, young lady, look, and then you say you're in a relationship when you push him off. If he's spending all this time with you, what kind of relationship you in? You're very young. Listen to me. You can tell your boyfriend about the problem. He can talk to the guy. Unless he's scared of him because you haven't given us a physical description of this guy. So, look, it's young. That's the way it happens. You're learning a valuable lesson. Don't lead a guy on. Then you won't have to wonder. You thought it was as innocent thing as braiding his hair. He took it too far. It's a very simple letter, though. Sit him down and tell him, hey, you know. Or you can just do what it did and stop him from coming over. Braid his hair wrong. Do one side of cornrow and then plait the other.
Today's letter is posted, as they always are. Go to steveharvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at MyGirlShirley. Now, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, we're going to the phones. This has been a hot question all week about texting the wrong message to the wrong person. Okay, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And you know, when people think about the D'Herbs Full Body Cleanse, they automatically think about losing weight. But there is so much more to it. Shirley has said that her skin, her hair, and her nails always improve when she does the cleanse. Well, I can't speak on the hair part, but my skin definitely looks better. And it's just amazing what that internal shower does for you. Hey, Steve Harvey Nation, go to dherbs.com right now. That's dherbs.com. Summertime coming. Hey, you ever text somebody the wrong message or didn't hang up the phone and that person heard something you ain't want them to hear? Mm. Call us. Tell us what it is. 877-29-STEVE.
So fresh and so clean.
All right, let's go to line three, Kat, and talk to Lori out of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Lori.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's up, Lori? Hey, Lori, what's your story? Tell us what happened.
Okay, well, I work as customer service rep on the telephone, and I'm usually very nice. I'm 99% on the phone. You have to be very nice to the customers and, you know, answer politely. So there's always going to be that one customer that's, you know, insane and wants everything for free and wants free shipping and, you know, everything. So she was just asking for so much, and I kind of put her on hold, which I thought was hold button. It was the speaker button. I had no idea. And I'm going on and off with my other coworker saying, this person wants everything for free. She's insane. She's asking me for everything. I can't do this. But, you know, I was saying a lot more than that, but I can't say it over the radio.
Yeah, blankety, blankety. Anyway. This blankety, blank want all this. This blank ain't got a quarter.
I just didn't realize that she was there when the silence happened. And I hear, you know, like, mm-hmm, on the other end. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's on speaker and heard everything. Yeah, I wanted to die at that moment.
Lori sounds so sweet.
I really was. I said, oh, God, now I'm going to have to definitely give her free shipping, you know, free gift. Oh, God, I felt so bad. But,
you had to give her everything. What did she say when you got back on the phone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's exactly what she said. I heard you talking about me. I said, you know, I really wasn't talking about you. I knew at that point that I, you know, she heard me. I said, I was talking about other customers that call. And she said, mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I can give you free shipping today. I just wanted to, you know, make everything better.
Yeah. Give you free shipping. We're going to give you a pair of shoes. We're going to give you some stockings, too. You wear stockings? Because you sound old. So we're going to send you some stockings, eggs. We did a buyout on eggs. And what, you wear queen or what?
Queen!
You sound heavy.
You're not fixing it. What do you know about queen? That's so funny.
Yeah, you know, queen come in the egg. That's queen size.
Oh, man.
They don't even do that. You know too much, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I know a whole lot. Shirley, I've been alive a long time.
Yeah.
Boy, that's funny.
Paying attention. Yeah. I had to go to the store to buy the big blue blocks with the rose on the front and the purple box. Start with the K.
Yeah, yeah. We get it.
I had to go down there to get that. Big old box, too. Came in a bag. I stuck up out the top of the bag. I'd be passing by the teenage boys. I was little. Hey, little boy, what's in the box? Something in there for your mama? I'd be mad as hell. Y'all punk ass better quit talking about my mama. Bye, Lori. Oh, yeah. Love you.
Bye, Lori. Like,
great story, darling.
Hey, tango button.
Yeah, watch that hold button. Get ready. Coming up next at about 48 after the hour, Sister Odell is in the building. And we're going to talk to her, see what's on her mind. We haven't talked to her in a minute.
My girl.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What's up next, though?
It's your girl. Get Is she ready?
Well, yeah. I'm going to go on down here and get her. Mm-hmm. She is the reigning mother supreme of all churches globally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one and the only Sister Odell.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Go on, play this devilish record y'all finna play from this pool. And then we'll be here right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we back. And we back for one reason and one reason only. Sister Odell is here, coming up the hallway now.
You gonna go get her?
When God saves you, you gonna be glad for all these years since he
you will be glad.
Come on, sister.
Is so real to me. Sometimes I want to shout, hey! Shout to glory.
My Lord.
Yes. Lord, Lord, Lord. Ain't nothing but praise and worship service. That's all it is. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hi, Carly.
Good morning.
Hey, Sister Aldea.
Hey,
how
sweetie.
You doing?
How's it? How Tasha?
She's doing good. She's doing really good. How you
good,
doing?
Good, good, good. Thomas?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, boy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good,
good
morning.
Good, good. Little Junior?
Good morning, Sister Aldea.
You sound healthy.
I'm healthy, Sister Aldea. Yes, I am. Blessed.
Keep warm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
They say when you have a sickle cell crisis, if you eat two popsicles, it'll cool you.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
really,
you know, because there's something in the popsicle that help with the sickle.
Thank you so much.
So try that next time, Junior. Have two popsicles.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to have two popsicles.
Shirley, how are you today?
Well, good morning, Sister Odell. I was wondering if you were going to speak to me. I'm well,
thank you. I just saved
you
for last. You know, it's wonderful. Now, how's your husband?
Well, he's doing well, thank you. How about you? How are you? You sound
good
today.
Have you learned how to cook yet, baby? Why don't you come over and let me show you, Shirley, how to cook and save your man?
You know what? That's a great idea, Sister Odell. I think I will. What's your specialty? What can I
Girl,
learn from you?
Girl, I cook soul food, comfort food.
Oh, like collard greens and stuff like that?
I bet your sister didn't cook.
Huh?
Like collard greens and stuff like that?
Well, I have a name for it.
Oh, what is it? What's
it's called
name?
Kampf. Kampf.
What does that
Kampf.
Mean?
K-A-M-F. That's the kind of food I cook.
Okay, and what does that stand for, K-A-M-F?
That's a keep a man food. That's what I cook. That's what you need to learn how to do. You learn, so, you know, they say sit around the campfire. You need to learn camp cooking.
Camp
so you can keep a man food.
All right, well, we'll make a date of it. I'll come over.
All right, well, come by, sweetie. I sure will teach you. Tie your breasts up because I don't like low cleavage when I'm cooking. Because I'm straight, you know.
Okay.
I'm straight, too.
All right.
Just make sure.
Let's move on, Sister
Go
Odell.
Ahead, move on.
All right. A lot of things going on in the news. Did you hear about the three-year-old little girl who went to Rome with her godfather? Her godfather took her over there, and she got so excited to see the Pope that apparently she wanted more than a handshake. She tried to take the Pope's hat off at the Vatican greeting. The Pope kissed her, and she reached around and took his zucchetto off his head. The Pope took it all in stride. He started laughing when he realized what had happened. So, you know, he was just, it was all in fun. She was just 3 years old, so he didn't make a big deal of it. It was cute.
You won't, you know, I didn't see that, you know.
Uh-huh. It was all
in
fun.
I respect the Pope and everything, you know, but he's not my pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know the Pope?
Do I know the Pope?
Yeah.
I know this one and the three in front of him.
Okay.
Them popes is good people now.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Them popes is good people.
Especially this
one. I bought Pope John. I bought him his first pair of velvet shoes. I bought them from City Slickers up in Detroit.
I cannot. Who knew that?
They had an initial on it. CS.
What's that stand for?
City slippers. Bought him some burgundy and purple velvet slip shoes for the Pope.
Wow! I
he
love
rocked
some
them too. City Slickers had everything.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, some sad news, Sister Odell,
too.
You
say about the three-year-old, though. You know, they took she took his what off? Yeah. His what, Shirley?
Yeah, the little white skull cap that he wears. It's called a zucchetto. They took that off. She took that off of him.
You say she was white?
No, yes, the thing. Ma'am.
Yeah, but she
well,
was.
She was, and his skull cap was white. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it, you know, that's that type of crime is white on white crime. You can do that. Just, you can. That's a crime that don't get reported and don't nobody get shot.
Mm-hmm. Some sad news, Sister Odell, and I hate to be the one bringing this to you, but rock and roll legend slash pioneer slash. He passed away.
He passed away over the weekend. What you finna do, Shirley?
I'm sorry.
Shirley!
He was 90, Sister Odell.
No,
Chuck.
No, you ain't.
Chuck Berry.
No, you ain't. Heifer, no, you ain't.
Don't shoot the messenger, Sister Odell. I'm just here to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, it's sad, but it did happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Sister Odell.
Sister Odell?
I'm breathing.
I'm so sorry. I'm
breathing.
See, this is why I hate to tell her these things. But I knew she didn't know. Sister Odell, are you okay?
Yep.
Breathing straight crazy.
Are we still going to have our cooking lessons?
Who?
It was Chuck Berry, Sister Odell. Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Sister. Are you all right, Sister Odell?
Oh, my goodness. Get her to sit down.
Sister Odell? Is she okay?
Shut down.
Sister Odell. Sister Odell?
Does she know Chuck Berry?
She got a
I mean, I know he's a legend. She took this one really hard.
She done went low with it.
Yeah. Where is she? Did she pop?
It's not like we cutting yard at this
moment. Sister Odell? What is, she's off the mic. She Oh. I feel so badly. Oh.
She's going to be all right, though. Odell, you have to breathe. You gotta stop.
I didn't.
Odell. You about to go with him. You about to go with him if you don't stop that.
I know this ever ain't said Chuck Berry.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. He was 90, Sister Odell.
Did she know?
I knew his daddy Blackberry. Oh,
I was wondering.
You ain't never bad news. Every time I come
ma'am.
In here, this hell trying to ruin my day.
You ain't never bad
No,
news.
I'm just.
Scared your ass, Shirley.
I'm just delivering the news, just relaying the
You're
news.
You're always the one doing it. I don't know why they don't want to do it, but you.
It's all
you
over everywhere.
Heifer, you always try to crack my face with a bad news.
I'm surprised you didn't know he was a legend.
I don't give a damn about you being surprised. I don't listen to this stupid ass show. Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry, Sister Odell.
You all right?
You have to breathe. You got to get yourself together, Sister Odell. Oh, come on now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. I got four is good strings. I got four is guitar strings in my house on my I used to tie them up with them.
You what?
Oh, Lord Jesus, there's too many memories.
Well, Sister Odell, we're running out of time, so maybe you could take this time
I
to.
I bought him a pair of purple slippers and city slickers the same time I bought the Pope's.
That's how he was able to do that duck walk thing that he does with the guitar. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I sure hope they didn't bury me in the purple slippers I wore.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, let's move on if we can, okay? Here we go. Less than 40% of people have accomplished all their life's goals by 50. That's amazing. Well, as you approach
it's
almost 50, Tommy. While 39% of people believe that life actually begins at 50. Now, Steve, you say it's way less than that?
I think there's a less percentage of people than how many you say enjoying their life dream?
Less than 40% of people have accomplished all their life's goals by 50. And then 39% say life, life actually begins at 50. Now, this is what I want to ask the fellas on the show, Steve, Tommy Jr. What things should everyone do before you turn 70? Tommy, what should they do before you turn 50, Junior 40? What, you know, I just want to hear
you guys
take on that.
You got to get the threesome out your way. A lot of men want to get that out your way.
Yeah. Oh, you went straight there, huh?
Okay. Yeah. That's your list. Okay, so you're about to turn 50, so the threesome.
Uh-huh. I've been here, man. I'm good, man.
Okay. What else? Junior.
Well, I can't speak for everybody. I just only speak for myself. Something I need to get done before I turn 40 is I need to get my own medical equipment. I need to get that right now. Because this healthcare bill, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford to go to the hospital. I got to do my stuff at home. That's first thing before I turn 40. I don't know.
Are you qualified, Junior?
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Dude, I told you to do what I'm finna do.
What?
I told you I'm finna get hooked up with the veterinary clinic. I'm just going to go down there where the animals at and get myself taken care of.
Said the man who does his own prostate exams.
Yeah, well, the same size intestines. Go ahead.
You shut up.
Okay, Steve, what do you think before 70?
What's the question?
What should everyone get out of their way? Things to do, bucket list stuff.
The bucket list before 70?
Before 70, yeah.
I think you should try not to die.
Is that like a health related answer?
Yeah, that'll damn sure help with getting to 70.
Okay.
Not that.
Yeah, that's what my bucket list is, to not die.
Well, Tommy's was threesome. Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
They done that. Him and Junior done that. That's gone.
What?
Threesome?
I ain't never had no threesome. Man, don't be speaking for me.
Well, Tommy says you should before you turn 40 or 50. Yeah,
I'm not thinking about that.
What are you saying, Steve? What are you saying?
Said it ain't going to be what you think it is. You better know the rules going in, because I didn't.
Wait, what do you mean? What are you saying?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, you probably can't
you need to
say
know the rules. Probably you just need to know the rules. You need to get a roll book. You need to talk to somebody and done it before, because you go in there and you don't know what to do.
What do you mean rules?
Confusion going on there. I don't know what. I ain't know. I was trying to split equal time amongst everybody. It was just damn confusion. 2 minutes here, 2 minutes over there. 3 minutes over here, 3 minutes over there. I kiss
it was
you.
Too much
hold
for
on,
her.
Let me kiss her. I ain't know how this works.
This was
the
hip-hop Atlanta the other day.
So, yeah. So you'd enjoy that experience is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. No, Lord. That taught me one thing about me.
What?
Yeah, I'm definitely a one-woman man. That's all I need. I just need one set of everything. Yeah, I just need one set of everything. I do not need all this other in here.
Just one set.
Yep. You know how some people think the more the merrier, Steve?
Mm-mm. Yeah, you do. You
that's
think
what
that.
Tommy's
yeah,
that's, thinking.
I mean, there are some people who can do that. And some people enjoy that, and that's their world. And they go ahead, do your thing. One set of breasts. That's all we need. All we need.
You push the mother set out the door.
One booty to spank, that's all. And it's just, you put your tongue in my mouth, I put my tongue in your mouth. There we go. That's fun right
who
there.
Who is this other tongue on the other side of me?
Yeah, so you can concentrate. What I can't have is a tongue on me somewhere else and other than this one over here in my mouth. What the hell is you doing back there? I don't like that. It's too much going on. Stop it. Hold on. Wait. Not that. No. I don't need all them experiences. No, Lord.
So four cheeks is too much for you?
Yeah, I don't want to be kissing and getting fondled and then somebody decide to do something I didn't ask for it. And all of a sudden, I look on the floor, somebody unzipping a suitcase. Hey, what? Put all that back. Put all that back. Come on now, what is that? Cut that off.
I don't like, hey.
But you're the one that's always
talking
about. How
that feel?
About.
That scared me. Tickle. No, I don't tickle.
You're the one that's always talking about baby oil.
Baby oil. Baby oil. Jump off the doorknob. One person.
Oh,
I don't want to dive off the doorknob into a pile of people.
He's always talking about monkeys and all that.
Monkey, ain't no more people in here though. With choices, monkeys do what you ask them to. Bubbles, sit over there. Bubbles, just sit over there.
Yeah. Man.
Parrot in the room. Parrot just repeat words. Ah, me too. I like it like that. Ah, I like it like that. Yeah, that's the parrot. Stuff like that. I don't want to hear no other person in there.
Oh, man.
He sitting up in there talking about something. What about
I love
you?
It when
what
he talks about this.
All right. Yeah.
My turn. Hey, ain't no more turns. I got to rest.
Ain't no more turns. I got
What you going to do for me?
The attitudes. You don't like the attitudes and stuff.
I don't want the questions.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
I'm trying to recover, girl.
Thank you, man.
Steve.
Oh, man.
Thank you, sir.
That's your life is so crazy.
I'm telling the truth, though. I ain't got hair that right there. That ain't me. You know, it ain't. I know a lot of people love that stuff, man. Be talking about it. I be listening to it. I just stay out of the conversation.
Because it's not for you.
Man, you ever thought, no, skip it. Man, we ain't got to go into this. That ain't what I do. Tell you what, man, when I got through with mine that first time I did that, I said, man, I have got to go get saved.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam on the way.
In the building. In the building.
We... But today, I've been sitting here, Deacon.
Yes, sir.
Listening to the chatter of the morning show.
Yes, yes, me too. Pastor.
And it has led me to today's sermon.
Yeah, come on now, I'm with you.
Today's sermon is... One thing about me, I ain't for three.
One more time, Pastor.
Come on now. One thing about me.
Yeah.
Is I ain't with three.
Because two will do. Come on, Pastor.
Say it again, Deacon.
I said two will do.
Yes, it will. That's how. Excuse me.
Go ahead,
it was created in the beginning. Adam was given Eve.
Yes.
Because how many would do, Deacon?
I said two will do.
I say because one thing about me,
yeah,
I ain't with three.
No,
in
you're
the
not.
Beginning, that was Adam and Eve.
Yes,
you ain't heard nothing about Yvette.
Uh-uh.
It was just Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Adam didn't know nothing about no Yvette.
No, he didn't.
All Adam's hands was full was weave.
Uh-huh.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Eve and Yvette too. Once Yvette came up in there, the game changed. Adam got tired all of a sudden. Adam was laying down in the Garden of Eden sleep all the time. Because Eve and Yvette was working him all the time. It wasn't happening back then. That's why it's just for two. It wasn't nothing but Adam and Eve.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Come on back now. Come on back.
I was just showing you. That's why you never heard nothing about no Yvette. Because it wasn't supposed to be. It was just Adam and Eve. Because one thing about me, I ain't down with three. Because what, Deacon?
Because two will do.
Let two do ya. That's all you need. And if y'all two keep doing it enough, it'll be three of y'all anyway.
That's right. You're right about that now.
That is our sermon for today. Short, quick, and to the point.
May the doors of the church open.
Both of them. And just know this, it ain't but two doors.
That's right.
One swing in and one swing out.
You better appreciate
it. You got a dough that go both ways, you got problems.
Yeah.
The best bathroom is a dough that go in and one go out. If you got the same dough that go in and out, somebody gonna get their ass knocked in the floor. Think about
it. We come back from the break. Thank you, Pastor.
Think about it. But ain't it true, though, Sister Shirley?
Yes, sir. I'm with you,
Pastor. The best dough is one to go in and one to go out. If you got a kitchen door at a restaurant, you want to have one to go in and one to go out. If you got a dough to swing both ways, somebody going to get their ass knocked on the ground.
Yes.
You ain't supposed to swing both ways.
My.
My Lord.
He preached that thing this morning.
My Lord. My Lord.
Good God Almighty.
You're back-to-back jams coming up.
The Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. We back to these back-to-back jams. Come on, Kat, let's get it. We come back 48 minutes after the hour, y'all. We got time for just one more thing. We do it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We come back 48 minutes after the hour, y'all. We got time for just one more thing. We do it.
One more thing.
Pastor's here for a special
treat. Oh, the pastor's back?
This here's another one for the
Tomorrow.
Cicero? Where's Cicero? All
right. Waiting on it now.
Putting his robe on. Right. Be it.
Now, Sissy. Thank you. We want to share something with you. I want you to know that the thing I want you to know rhyme with soul.
All right.
No rhyme with soul. I'm having troubles with my voice. Just talk to the people for a second, Deacon, while I clear my folks.
Pastor is getting himself together. He has a major announcement here coming. But as we are getting ready, we want you to get your mind right for the message. And this is going to be a great message coming from our fearless leader to let you know something that you do not want to miss. So turn up your radio loud and get ready for the fearless leader we have, the one and only Reverend Motown.
Thank you so much, Deacon.
Yes, sir.
Folk problem that I've trying or dealing with. You know, I preach so much.
Yeah. Hold on a minute, Pastor. They correcting ahead. You. That's folk. T-H-O-K-E. Is that a problem with y'all?
No.
Thank you.
It.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Think so.
I knew exactly what you're talking about.
See, my folk every now and then gets in the situations. We have been one today. Here we go. Thing I want you to know. It rhymes with soul.
All right.
Why are we in church talking about souls? Because we at this church is in the soul saving business.
Yes, we are.
We've decided a new way to save souls is to have a festival.
Yeah.
Come on now. And don't you see where I'm going with this? So we're trying to save souls, and the new approach is at a festival.
Yeah.
Now, what better way to save people at a festival than to take them out back and roll them in the scene?
Come on here now.
When you get rolled in the same, it exfoliates you.
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
It's a natural exfoliation.
Natural. It's a what, Pastor?
It's a natural exfoliation.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to save souls. We're going to take it outside the church. We're going to do it at a festival. But how we're going to save you is we're going to roll you in the sand. That's why we calling it the Sand and Soul Festival.
Come on here now.
And now, we can't get you saved over here. Where do people get baptized? In what?
The water.
In the
water.
Water, Pastor. Yes.
Why have it in a pool when God done made the whole ocean?
Yes, amen.
So we're going to carry you out in the middle of the ocean on an island called NASA.
Yes.
Ooh.
In a place called Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
At a destination called Paradise Island.
That's right.
Come get your soul saved at a festival. Getting dipped in the ocean, rolled in the sand. It's called the Sand and Soul Festival. I want to do it.
Preach, Pastor.
I want to do it.
October 6th through the 9th. If you go to sandandsoulfestival.com and you go on to the line, they got packages, 5 hotels to choose from.
Well,
you can pick any one you want to, depending on how much you want to spend. All of it going to be good. Ball yourself out. You deserve a getaway. You deserve something nice for yourself.
Yes,
working all the time. Take some time out for yourself. October 6th through the 9th. Come
Take
out
home,
there.
Pastor.
We going to be drinking. Uh-huh. We going to be laughing.
Yeah.
We going to be partying.
Party.
We going to be gambling, smoking cigars, drinking Mai Tais and mojitos and Cosmos and all outside. Some of y'all going to get into illegal activity.
Yes,
that ain't none of my business. Some of your drink going to have umbrellas in it. Some of them just going to have IQ. I don't care what you do. Speaking of IQ, he coming too. You lying about it. Sand and Soul Festival. Go online and get it and lay away your package today. Won't he do
Amen.
It?
Yes, he will. Yes, he
Junior. Will.
Won't he do it?
Come on.
Won't he do it?
Come on.
Hey!
All right.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend, okay?
Okay.
I like it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.